Hey everyone. I've got some truly exciting news that marks a huge moment for digital freedom around the world. The U.S.
State Department has formally partnered with the Bitcoin Policy Institute. This is a serious move to advance digital freedom and technological innovation on a global scale.
It's such a strategic pivot in diplomacy. We're seeing private sector blockchain expertise being integrated right into federal programs, focusing on internet freedom, secure communications, and open source technology. It feels like a real leap forward.
It is a significant shift. The central thesis driving this initiative is quite sobering. Centralized digital systems are increasingly being exploited by authoritarian regimes to suppress free speech, monitor communications, and restrict financial transactions.
That's why this response is so powerful. Washington is leveraging decentralized networks as pragmatic tools for financial sovereignty, censorship resistance, and economic inclusion. It's about empowering people.
Precisely. Rather than viewing cryptocurrency merely as a speculative asset, the State Department recognizes the underlying infrastructure as vital for regions facing hyperinflation, capital controls, or severe internet censorship. It's a matter of access and survival for many.
And the practical applications are amazing. We're talking about enabling secure cross-border payments, facilitating remittances, providing basic financial services, and using transparent, tamper-resistant ledgers to improve governance and reduce corruption. It's technology used for real good.
There are key facts to note regarding the structure here. The Bitcoin Policy Institute is transitioning from domestic lobbying to global policy development, and the State Department is committed to embedding specialized private sector experts directly into international projects.
This reflects a wonderful acknowledgement that traditional bureaucratic approaches just aren't enough for managing these rapidly evolving decentralized technologies. We need that fresh perspective.
Moving forward, we can expect structured policy recommendations that balance innovation with consumer protection. The initiative will likely launch technical training and workshops in underdeveloped or heavily restricted regions, and encourage allied nations to adopt nuanced, principle-based regulatory frameworks instead of blanket bans.
If we look at the big picture, there are three critical takeaways from this development that we really need to highlight.
First, cryptocurrency policy has fundamentally shifted from domestic market speculation to a foundational geopolitical strategy. The stakes are much higher now.
Second, the success of this diplomatic effort hinges on maintaining transparency. We need clear ethical guidelines and a priority on user privacy and financial autonomy to address concerns about private advocacy groups in government roles and potential geopolitical overreach. Trust is everything here.
Finally, the partnership underscores a pragmatic recognition that digital freedom and financial innovation are deeply interconnected. You cannot separate the two in this new landscape.
By integrating this specialized blockchain expertise into diplomatic channels, the U.S.
is positioning itself to help build a more open, resilient, and inclusive global digital infrastructure that supports democratic institutions and empowers civil society for decades to come.